This is Rothman and Ice.
Welcome back in. Matty Ice, Dave Biddle hanging out with me today. Time for us to head to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline and link up with our guy Chris Rose, one half of Intentional Talk, which you can catch on MLB Network. Rosie, what's going on, man? How are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
We're good, man. We just spent a few minutes touching on game one here between, you know, Cleveland and the Yanks. Bieber, Cole, it's absolutely a beautiful pitching matchup on paper right now. But from the Cleveland side of things, going up against a guy like this, what do you think is one key thing that they must do to maybe squeak out a win in game one?
Well, here's the thing. Even though the Yankees' numbers on the road are significantly worse than they are in the Bronx, I mean, I'm talking about several hundred OPS points pretty much across the board of their big bats. One thing they do very well, regardless if it's in the Bronx or somewhere else, is they work a count. And Shane Bieber, if you've noticed the last few starts, I'm not going to say he hasn't been as good as he was in the, you know, first part of the year when he was just blistering hot, but teams have started to kind of get him out of the game a little bit earlier. And I'm afraid the Yankees will do that. I don't know if the Indians have that ability to do that against a guy like Gerrit Cole, who throws a lot of four-seam fastballs at 98 in the strike zone, just says, okay, if you're good enough, hit me. I might give up a solo homer here or there, but you're not going to get a rally against me. So can the Indians, particularly that back half of the lineup, and I'm talking about after Santana on, and I know Santana was not good this year, but at least he still, for the most part, works a count. Can the rest of those guys make Gerrit Cole work to the point where you get him a little bit frustrated, he's thrown more pitches, and maybe you tap into that bullpen, which although it still is very good, it hasn't been, in my opinion, as dominating as it's been in recent years.
Chris, these three-game series in the wild card round are crapshoots, but makes it so exciting. Where do you come down on that? Do you like the three-game series?
I don't know. We haven't seen them yet. So I do believe you're going to see some upset. I mean, I think you're going to see some teams going home this week that normally wouldn't in a five-game series. And I'll tell you what I do love about the playoffs this year. I love the fact that there's no off days once a series starts. I think, and, you know, this is probably more of a discussion starting next week when it's a five-game series as opposed to a three-game series. The way that that flips the pressure on managers to make the right move. You're not going to be seeing the same guys out of the bullpen every day because they just won't be able to do it. I mean, if you're four games into a series, you're not going to be seeing, if you know, Kenley Jansen out there every day in a closer's role for the Dodgers, for example. It's just you have to go to other guys that are going to be put in unfamiliar roles at the most important time of year. But as far as the three-game series goes, there's a ton of pressure. How long do you stay with a guy? In fact, I think a lot of teams are making a mistake today. I wouldn't start your best pitcher today. I'd start your best pitcher tomorrow. You know, everybody talks about the importance of winning the first game. You know there's a game two, and it doesn't affect your rotation moving forward. Your horse can only pitch one time in a three-game series. So why not pitch him in game two? Because if you go up against somebody else's ace and you beat them and then you've got your guy to drop the hammer – or if you lose game one, you still have your ace. I don't think that strategy is being talked about enough.
No, I like it, Rosie. Chris Rose from the MLB Network joining us here on The Fan and kind of staying in that same lane. This was a new year, right, with all the rule changes, the crossover DH, the runner on second base, the reliever situation having to face three batters. Did you enjoy any of those? Do you want to see any of that continue when we get out of a season that doesn't involve a pandemic?
Well, I think the DH is here to stay. I think that'll be uniformity across baseball, which I think is really good. Because I've just thought it's weird when, you know, David Ortiz in 2013 had to go play first base in St. Louis. So I just thought that was weird. You know, I mean, did he run to a sporting goods store before the game and go get a mitt? I mean, like, how did that work? You know, just roster construction. I think overall it'll be good. Yeah, I mean, yeah, watching Bartolo Colon take James Shields deep was phenomenal. And we still run that tape, even though it was like 7 or 8 years ago or whatever. But, I mean, those are shooting star moments for the most part. As far as the runner on second, I told people at the before the year started where they're like, oh, I can't stand it. I was like, let it play out. I liked it. and I knew I was going to like it in part because I was introduced to it like, I'm going to say 7 years ago when my youngest son was playing all-star baseball. And out here, they had call it the California something rule. We were in a playoff, and we were in a tournament, and then semifinals where obviously you can't tie. And I said, well, what happens if we're still tied after six innings? They're like, yeah, we do the California blah, blah, blah rule. We start with a runner on second and start the inning from there. I was like, God, that's ridiculous. Well, my son ends up being the first kid at bat, gets a hit, knocks in the run. We score three more. This is against our arch rival. We beat them for the first time ever. I'm like, this rule is awesome. Are you kidding me? So the only thing I was disappointed with in Major League Baseball is that they didn't call it the Brady Rose rule. But, you know, we still have time to work on that.
Maybe we can get that done. That's right. I want to ask you about the Cincinnati Reds. Man, they got hot at the right time, winning 12 you know, out of their last 14 games there. Just your thoughts on the Reds. Do you think they have much of a chance against the Braves, and particularly this starting rotation for the Reds with Trevor Bauer, Luis Castillo, and Sonny Gray? Just your thoughts on the Cincinnati Reds, Chris.
No, I mean, they're kind of a chic pick right now to make a deep run because of that rotation. And I can understand why. And with all that being said, when I did my postseason bracket yesterday on Intentional Talk, I still picked the Braves. And it's the – like, if I were to rank the eight series in terms of how confident I am in the selection I made, I think this one would probably rank either seven or eight. And I love what the Reds have done. I love the fact that they pushed through those last 2 weeks to get in there. And kind of a headline that people aren't talking about is how much the bullpen improved after Archie Bradley got there. Look at the numbers over their last, you know, 2.5, 3 weeks. The bullpen, because it does, you know, listen, your starting pitching for the most part can give you six innings. If you unravel those last three, nobody remembers the start. So if you don't have that dependability that David Bell seemingly now has with guys, you know, Lorenzen sharpened himself up. Amir Garrett was better. Iglesias has been really good. With all that being said, the Braves lineup is awesome. It's really, really good. And they're going to make you work. I talked about how the Yankees work counts. A few of the guys in that Braves lineup will do it. Freddie Freeman, in my opinion, is the NL MVP. Marcelo Zuna's not far behind. And Ronald Acuna is a wizard out there. So they've got a really, really good lineup. And that's why I gave the Braves the slight, slight edge.
Chris, we'll get you out of here on this one because I know we're about 15 minutes, roughly about 15 minutes away from first pitch. So I know you got to get locked in to that. I just want to ask you, man, I know this Houston Astros team, a lot of noise around them in the offseason, and rightfully so with what they decided to do to get to a World Series. But the names are the names. I know the numbers haven't been great this year, but in this matchup against the Minnesota Twins, how fearful should they be about this lineup coming at them?
I like the Twins a lot.
Okay.
In this one. And I know Josh Donaldson did not make the wild card roster because of that ailing calf. I still like their roster a lot. Kenta Maeda, who's going to get the ball today for the Twins, is going to finish third in the Cy Young voting behind Bieber and Cole. Had a dominant year. Has a ton of playoff experience. The Astros are searching for it a little bit still. I mean, they went 29-31 in the worst division in baseball. And I get it. Names on the back of their jerseys. You know, the slate gets wiped clean. You can use whatever sports anchor cliche you want to use. They weren't good this year. They were not a good baseball team. They just weren't. And some people can say you can turn the switch and put all that behind you. I don't see it. I don't see it in the depth of the team. I think we won't be talking about them after Thursday.
And I don't think people will be mad about it. He's Chris Rose from the MLB Network. Chris, thanks so much for hopping on a busy day for you, man, and I'm sure we'll tap in with you as the playoffs roll along. Thanks so much for your time.
Hey, guys, I mean, I was willing to talk another 15 minutes. You're kicking me off early. I mean, I got something to do for 13 minutes and 25 seconds. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know how it is, man. We got to pay the bills. You know how it
is. I know. We got to pay the bills. Blah, blah, blah. You know, I hear you. Your sales guy's running down the hallway saying, hey, can you get that guy to shut up? I've got to get my next car dealership commercial in. I get it.
Thanks so much, man.
Take care. Enjoy the baseball. Stay healthy.
Yep.